It would be quite the challenge to find someone who doesn't recognize this song.
Let it go, let it go.
It's from the hugely popular Disney film Frozen, written by a female and about two sisters. How about this? It's the theme song from Orange is the New Black, a show created by a woman with a largely female and sexually diverse cast. Despite the popularity of movies and shows such as these, women are still staunchly underrepresented both on screen and behind the camera. Sonu Patel is a locally based television writer who is aware of this discrepancy. She recently worked on the NBC show A to Z.
The show that I was just on was a relationship comedy, so the showrunner really wanted to have a pretty balanced room. Having said that, it was still three women to five guys. In our office, three of the assistants were guys and one was a girl, and there is always an imbalance.
However, Patel reveals that she was hired onto the show partly due to being a woman. The network wanted to have an accurate female perspective.
There are a lot of times where it's like, does this seem offensive to women? And then they'll look to us and we're like, we don't know. Like, sure. I mean, you're sort of put in the position of being like the spokesperson for women. I don't want to speak for my entire gender. That seems like a lot of pressure.
Patel is cognizant of her gender while at work. To fit in, she tries to be, quote unquote, one of the guys.
I dress like a total schlocky boy when I'm in the room. Like, I wear baggy t-shirts and sneakers and I put my feet on the table and I eat French fries like the guys. And there is sort of this like fraternity of being in the room that I think all the girls sort of just buy into a little bit.
She says they have some interesting discussions during the creative process that wouldn't happen in a room full of girls.
We had like a 2-hour debate over who was hotter, like Kim Kardashian or Nicki Minaj. Like, we literally had charts of like their pros and their cons, and like, you know, there was Google searches done. The culture of the room is just a very male culture.
This is unsurprising, as USC's Media Diversity and Social Change Initiative found that the number of female directors and writers is at a 6-year low. Just 7.4% of writers of top-grossing movies last year were women, and there are about 5.3 male directors, writers, and producers to every one female. Stacy Smith is the director of MDSCI. Based on her research, she has a few pointers on how women can get involved.
I would say, you might want to think about television, right? There's so much storytelling that's compelling and gripping and, as my students like to say, progressive. Secondly, I'd say think about pitching yourself if you are developing a film, maybe against what might be stereotypically accepted for your gender.
Smith thinks that writers have the ability to create change when it comes to gender equality on screen. She just published her work on a concept she calls Just Add 5. If 5 female characters are added to every script every year, so that there are 20 additional female characters per script by 2017, we would be at gender parity.
50.9% of all speaking characters would be female by 2017. It's a very simple solution. You can add background characters that only say one or more words. Our ask is, fill them with the demography or the landscape in this country or wherever the story is being told. And the last time I checked, females represent 50% of the world's populations. But it all starts with the screenwriter and the casting director.
USC film student Jeannie Dees is learning writing, producing, and directing. He knows what it's like to be in the minority. In his undergrad years at Notre Dame, he was one of the few Black students on campus. Here at USC, Dees estimates that there is about one female to every 5 or 6 males in his classes.
I think to be cognizant of the problem starts to help. I come from a place where I was a minority, and I think because of that, we employ each other and we get each other on our crews because we don't see each other on the screen. We're not reflected well, or we're misrepresented. And same thing with women.
Dees supports MDSCI's Just Add 5, but feels that it needs to go beyond that.
We don't want decision makers who are only doing this to hit a quota. We want people who are going to want more women and who recognize women for being talented and intelligent and capable, crew members or talent.
As more students, researchers, and those in the industry become aware of the problem and try to mitigate it, it seems that there is hope for the future of women in film. Belinda Kai, Annenberg Radio News. Think